Hi, I'm Carl Azus. This Tuesday on commercial-free CNN Student News, we're starting in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria. The ISIS terrorist group controls about a third of Iraq and Syria. It released a message over the weekend that it had murdered another American. Peter Kassig was a 26-year-old U.S. medical worker and former Army Ranger. He was helping victims of Syria's civil war when ISIS captured him in Syria more than a year ago. President Obama called Kassig's murder pure evil. He's repeatedly said the U.S. would not send combat ground troops to fight ISIS, but some U.S. military advisors have said that might be necessary, and in a worst-case scenario, the president may change his stance.
There are always circumstances in which the United States might need to deploy U.S. ground troops. If we discovered that ISIL had gotten possession of a nuclear weapon, and we had to run an operation to get it out of their hands, then yes, you can anticipate that not only would Chairman Dempsey recommend me sending U.S. ground troops to get that weapon out of their hands, but I would order it.
4 months after a plane carrying 298 people crashed in Ukraine, wreckage is being removed from the crash site and an international investigation has started. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was traveling from Amsterdam, Netherlands, to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was over eastern Ukraine when it was shot down on July 17th. Everyone on board was killed. The U.S. and other Western nations blame rebels who favor Russia and are fighting Ukraine for independence. The rebels themselves and the nation of Russia say Ukrainian forces shot down the plane. Investigators hope to find out who's right. Kind of makes sense that you'd find cowboys and cowgirls in the American West. So that's where we're starting today, in Prineville, Oregon. It's great to have you watching at Crook County High School. Now up north, it's the first time we've called on a school in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. At Hancock Central High School, the Bulldogs are in Hancock. And we'll wrap things up today in Bon Air, Georgia. We've got the Jaguars on the roll at Bon Air Middle School. After their games on Sunday, several NFL teams were visited by agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Its mission is to enforce the nation's drug laws, and it's investigating the NFL because hundreds of former players say they were given pills without prescriptions.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com